let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Glad that you're back from your adventures in Antigua. Just in time to look back at some of the news stories of 2024 that I think still may impact the travel industry in 2025. We'll touch on a few. I'm sure there's some we're probably missing, but let's start with the airlines. I suppose if you're someone who's a nervous flyer, some of these stories didn't help at all, did they?
No, you know, and it's different airlines that are affected. So it could be, you know, nobody's immune from potential strikes or, cyber attacks or breakdowns. So, yeah, travel is always interesting, and you always have to be aware that you have to be flexible.
Mm-hmm. Well, three stand out. WestJet, you mentioned, had a labor issue. We had Delta with their IT issue. And then there was Boeing that had some of their airplanes literally falling apart in the skies. So Boeing, I think, is still trying to recover from that. I think the financial hit on the airlines is the first thing that comes to mind. And whenever they take a financial hit, that means they've got to recover their costs.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's the consumer that may bear the brunt of that, because, you know, with increased fares that we are seeing throughout the year, definitely has affect the ability to travel and the ability maybe to travel as often as we wish. So with Boeing, it did start off with a door plug opening that blew open on an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9, so shortly after takeoff in Portland. And so the ensuing investigation temporarily grounded 171 737. So that revealed deep issues with the assembly and quality control. And then with the effect in the aviation industry, it extended to airlines that said that the delayed Boeing deliveries had negatively affected their ability to expand their capacity and their network. Mm-hmm. And then Boeing had to face a strike of their factory workers. They went on a strike for 7 weeks this fall. So that cost the company an estimated $50 million per day. Can you imagine $50 million per day loss? That's per day, not even yearly, annually.
It just shows you how much money that Boeing generates on a single day.
I know. Right? It has such a ripple effect in so many ways.
And a lot of these things are out of our control. I think that's the big thing. There really isn't much you can do about how Boeing operates their system, or IT systems, Delta, for example, or labor disputes. It's really out of your control. And another thing that's out of your control, and especially for us, is a weak Canadian dollar that affects us more than anybody. But it's bad news for Canadians. It's good news for people coming to visit here, though.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we are a bargain when people come to Canada compared to their currency and such. So yeah, good for inbound tourism with regards to that respect. For us Canadians, it's hard to travel abroad in some respects. Definitely to the States, we see a major impact. And hopefully with the new administration coming in, we won't see more tariffs that could have caused further impact. Going to Europe is expensive, you know, with the euro and the GB pound. So it's very much something you have to consider when you create your travel budget and how you're going to travel. So always look at, you know, with your travel advisor, ways that you can economize. I always believe that booking far in advance is a good thought of mine to do, because then you're locked into your price and then you won't be impacted maybe by potential fuel surcharges or just the exchange rate as well. So there's always that. And if you can, when you go with a source, see if you can book in Canadian dollars versus US or a different currency that will impact your spending capability.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to the credit of some suppliers, and I think Disney is one, they have special Canadian rates where they'll give you like 30% off or 25% off. So if you can look for deals like that, that always helps too.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, cruise lines are also good with that. Sometimes they have Canadian dollars at par even. And also they give you the opportunities to pre-purchase, whether it's your gratuities or your beverage package or your excursions. Sometimes you can do that in Canadian dollars as well. And again, it helps you at the end of the day.
Another story we saw last year was this anti-tourism backlash. I think specifically the example was the water pistols in, I think it was Barcelona, where people were being squirted by water pistols and signage that was, you know, pointing people in the wrong direction or giving them misinformation. So I think we're probably going to see a little bit of that still in 2025.
Yeah, they were chanting tourists go home. So it is, you know, and you're right, it did start in July, and like 3,000 Barcelona residents took to the city streets. Can you imagine that? So that impacted, you know, future decisions. So the mayor this summer said that the city would ban short-term rentals till by the end of 2028. A similar measure was approved in Maui, which is a huge destination for Canadians. And then in Florence, they approved a plan to ban key boxes on buildings. And we're seeing more and more countries such as Greece that are proposing taxes, such as on cruise ship passengers to Santorini and Mykonos, as well as in Juneau, Alaska. Again, a huge destination during our spring, summer, fall months for Canadians to go to Alaska on a cruise. And then they're going to also call that it will limit 5 ships per day this season. And so that might be approved, you know, coming up. But it does impact. Tourism has really taken off, especially after COVID. And I think this is one of the ripple effects of that, is that residents just don't want to see their town, even though they're getting revenue, they don't want to see their town destroyed or taken advantage or being disrespected. I think that's the biggest thing. As travelers, sometimes we don't respect where we're visiting. And I think that's a huge lesson.
Yeah, there's lessons for all of us to learn. And you know, I think it's over tourism in a lot of areas. So in some respects, like I say, not a tourism backlash where people are getting squirted by water bottles or water guns. But, you know, maybe it is a good thing that maybe look at other destinations. There's all kinds of other destinations that are willing to take your money. That's for sure.
Yes. And, you know, that's probably a great topic that one day we'll chat about is the second choice destination. So instead of going to Rome, you know, maybe go to Sardinia or to Sicily or somewhere else. But something we should chat about.
Yeah, for sure. And then the big story, of course, for Western Canada and Albertans was the Jasper wildfire. Jasper's back on its feet again and welcoming visitors. But people, I think, are leery, maybe looking, especially in the summertime, at weather-related events, not necessarily wildfires, but we look at, you know, droughts that affect river cruises in Europe and things like that.
Right. Again, totally out of our control. And something that we do have to factor in with regards to natural causes throughout the world. I guess that's where, as a travel professional, I always share with my guests that, you know, take out insurance, because that will help you if you do encounter a situation where you have to pivot to another destination, or you just really can't go to the destination of choice that you booked because of a sudden a natural event that could occur, a natural disaster. But Jasper, a very popular vacation spot, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, one of our largest national parks in the Canadian Rockies. And it was very impactful. Like there's the survey, you know, afterwards said that 37% of businesses reported that their properties were either completely or partially lost. And the revenue losses were up in the millions, like $4.5 million. People were displaced, you know, residents as well as staffing challenges. And you feel for people who live there and their livelihood, their place of home is gone.
All these stories we're talking about sort of have a negative effect. There was some positive things, though. Travel increased overall to almost pre-pandemic levels. There was significant growth in the cruise industry. I always say cruisers will cruise.
Yes.
And a big increase in indigenous tourism. So lots of interest in that. There is also this phenomena of people going to events. And the name comes to mind, Taylor Swift. For one, there was the Olympics in the summertime and other events that people go to. Well, the Taylor Swift effect, I just think about the money that was generated in her shows in Vancouver alone and just about every city that she went to. The hotels were full, the restaurants were full. So, you know, the people that follow their favorite stars and sporting events certainly were active last year as well.
Right. It's like an eye-popping impact on the destinations. Her and like people like Beyonce, like they create memorable events that are driving travel trends. And I think, you know, just alone, they have documented approximately $1 billion in additional hotel revenue across the U.S., of course, Canada, Europe, and Asia this year. So that's amazing. And other big events is like the Paris Olympics. They said a record of 12.1 million tickets sold. And then the solar eclipse, that was huge for us. People going to Mazatlan, you know, wanting to be there for that. And there's upcoming solar eclipses that people are already asking about. So it's amazing what one single event can increase the tourism dollars to that destination, which is a trend that people want to have experiences now versus maybe buying stuff.
I think so too. Yeah, people are looking for experiences, and that goes back to what we talked about, the increase in indigenous tourism, people wanting to experience that. So even cultural experiences, food experiences, overall, people were traveling and enjoying themselves.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was nice to see that. The comeback of travel after, you know, a few years of turmoil. And you're right, the big three cruise company, Carnival Corp, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Lines have taken turns this past year, smashing records for booking volumes, pricing levels, consumer deposits. So it was amazing. And also people, they're noting, are booking further out, like Norwegian. Their Black Friday offer put 2027 cruises on sale. So it was massive. Like, and you can see no slowdown because the ships made massive ship orders this year. And that includes the three I just mentioned, Disney, Viking. And so collectively they plan to book or build more than 40 ships in the next 12 years. So this is just ocean cruising. River cruising is also spectacularly growing leaps and bounds as well.
Well, and we have wave season coming up too. So, and back to your point about booking early, like if you can book a cruise to 2027, who knows what the price of a cruise is going to be in 2027. So you're probably guaranteed some savings there.
Absolutely. And it's a very competitive market. So, you know, it's always good to work with a travel advisor because they have the eye on what's going on a global level to help you make the right decision for you and your family and your friends.
Well, it is tempting, you know, look ahead to 2027 and see, well, why not? What do you got to lose, right? You did a deposit, it's refundable right
Absolutely.
Up until, I think, 90 days or 6 months out or something. So you really have nothing to lose.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's always good to have something to look forward to, right?
That's what I always say, too.
Absolutely.
Well, good stuff. I'm sure there's a few stories in there that we probably missed, but I think we touched on some of the main ones, and there'll be more stories in the coming year. So we'll have lots to talk about, I'm sure. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Thanks again, Onanda. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All the best.